Second Language Course, Book 26, Tape 3B. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 3B. Look at Figure 1. Listen to the underlined words in the paragraphs, then repeat them.
Contrast. Contrast. Rotary. Rotary. Rotor. Rotor. Spin. Spin. Choppers. Choppers. Hover. Hover. Reverse. Reverse. No matter. No matter.
Listen to the paragraphs. Don't repeat.
Unlike the wings of an airplane, which are attached to the fuselage, the wing of a helicopter rotates above the fuselage. Because their wings contrast sharply with each other in this way, airplanes are classified as fixed-wing aircraft and helicopters as rotary-wing aircraft. A helicopter's wing is actually a set of rapidly rotating blades called a rotor. Some helicopters have two main rotors that spin in opposite directions, but most have one main rotor above the fuselage and a smaller one that spins vertically in the tail. Helicopters are also called choppers, probably because of both the noise made by the rotating blades and the similarity of chopper to copter, the shortened form of helicopter. The lifting force developed by its main rotor enables a helicopter to rise and descend vertically and to hover motionless above the ground. It can also fly in any direction, forward, sideways, or in reverse. This maneuverability lets helicopters deliver equipment and personnel no matter where they are needed.
Now, look at the paragraphs and answer some questions. Use the underlined words in your answers.
Are the wings of helicopters and airplanes the same? Repeat. No, they contrast sharply with each other. How are helicopters classified? Repeat. They're classified as rotary wing aircraft. What is a set of blades on a helicopter called? Repeat. It's called a rotor. If a helicopter has two main rotors, how do they turn? Repeat. They spin in opposite directions. What are helicopters called? Repeat, helicopters are called choppers. Can helicopters remain in the air without changing location? Repeat, yes, they can hover. Helicopters can fly forward. Can they also fly in the opposite direction? Repeat. Yes, they can fly in reverse. When a helicopter is delivering equipment and personnel, does it make any difference where they're needed? Repeat. No, it can deliver them no matter where they're needed.
Look at figure 2. Listen to the underlined words and repeat them.
Suspended. Suspended. Proficient. Proficient. Checked out on. Checked out on. Cleared away. Cleared away. Even if. Even if. Chopping down. Chopping down. Camouflaged. Camouflaged.
Now, listen to the paragraphs. Don't repeat.
A helicopter can carry cargo either inside itself or suspended below the fuselage. When cargo helicopters transfer a load, the air crew and the ground crew must work together to make the operation a success. Before it begins, both must be made familiar with the equipment and become proficient at using it. If they have not been checked out on it and are not capable of following the proper procedures, the operation will probably be a disaster. Both crews have specific duties. The air crew's basic responsibility is to arrive at the landing site on schedule. The ground crew's responsibilities include loading and unloading the cargo and guiding the helicopter to the landing site prepared by their unit. Obstacles must be cleared away from the site. Anything that might interfere with the landing has to be removed, even if that means chopping down trees. If a combat situation exists, the site should also be camouflaged to conceal it from the enemy.
Please look at figure 3. Listen to a statement, then select the sentence that has the same meaning. Circle A or B.
Number 1. The cargo is suspended below the helicopter. Number 2. The soldiers have been checked out on the equipment. Number 3. The pilot of the helicopter is proficient. Number 4. Objects that could cause damage should be cleared away. Number 5. Several trees had to be chopped down. Number 6. The crew had to do the job even if they were tired. Number 7. The soldiers camouflaged the landing site.
First, check your answers. Then listen to the statement again and repeat it.
Number 1 is B. Repeat. The cargo is suspended below the helicopter. Number two is B. Repeat. The soldiers have been checked out on the equipment. Number three is B. Repeat. The pilot of the helicopter is proficient. Number four is A. Repeat. Objects that could cause damage should be cleared away. Number five is A. Repeat. Several trees had to be chopped down. Number six is B. Repeat. The crew had to do the job even if they were tired. Number seven is A. Repeat. The soldiers camouflaged the landing site.
Look at figure four. Repeat the two words that are underlined.
Bombs. Bombs. Bursts. Bursts.
Now listen to the paragraph. Don't repeat.
Bombs are weapons that explode either when they hit something or are set off by a timing device. They consist of a case or container filled with explosive or destructive chemicals. When the case bursts, the chemicals are released. Although some types of bombs are designed to be placed in position or thrown by hand, most are meant to be dropped from airplanes or delivered by rockets. Unlike a missile, a bomb is not self-propelled.
Look at the paragraph and answer some questions about it.
Is a bomb a weapon? Repeat. Yes, a bomb's a weapon. When do bombs explode? Repeat. They explode when they hit something. Or when they're set off by a timing device. What happens when the case comes apart? Repeat. The chemicals are released when the case bursts. What's the difference between a missile and a bomb? Repeat, a missile is self-propelled, but a bomb isn't.
Please look at figure five. Listen. Connectives are words that indicate how one idea is related to another. For example, some show that one thing comes before another, or that one thing is the result of another. Others show that two ideas are different. Take a few seconds to read the connectives listed in Figure 5. Now, listen to a reading. When you hear a connective word or phrase, Write it on the correct line in Figure 5. Listen and write. Don't repeat.
Even though the first helicopter that could lift a man wasn't built until the 20th century, men had been building models of similar aircraft since the 1400s. Leonardo da Vinci himself designed such a model in 1483. Later, many others attempted to discover the secret of flight. None were successful, however. It took the development of the internal combustion engine to provide the answer. Although most inventors had assumed a rotary wing machine had the best chance of flying, it was the airplane which got off the drawing board first. Despite the fact that rapid advances were made in airplane design, advances in helicopter design were achieved more slowly.
Listen to the reading again.
Even though the first helicopter that could lift a man wasn't built until the 20th century, men had been building models of similar aircraft since the 1400s. Leonardo da Vinci himself designed such a model in 1483. Later, many others attempted to discover the secret of flight. None were successful, however. It took the development of the internal combustion engine to provide the answer. Although most inventors had assumed a rotary wing machine had the best chance of flying, it was the airplane which got off the drawing board first. Despite the fact that rapid advances were made in airplane design, advances in helicopter design were achieved more slowly.
Listen and check your answers.
Number one is, even though. Number two is, later. Number three is, however. Number four is, although. Number five is, despite the fact that.
This is the end of Tape 3B, Book 26.